evening. I have had a very socially busy day in field and traded birthday gifts with a friend of mine. Our birthday is actually the whole month of October, so it's a whole thing. Anyway, our literal, physical, actual birthdays have since passed. But I brought hers to her, and we went to get mine. She bought me a bottle of Saint Germain's liqueur, which is an elderflower. I think it's elderflower, not elderberry. Elderflower liqueur has notes of honeysuckle and citrus. Oh, and it's definitely a dessert liqueur. And sweet and dainty, so you don't need much of it. I had a little glass tonight as a treat, and now I'm laying in bed. Oh, I hope you can't hear my stomach growl. That'd be unfortunate. I'm smoking a joint. I have my black skirt, which I've had for many years, and it's threadbare in a couple of places, and at least one spot where I need to darn it. I've peeled out of my sweater, so I'm just laying here entirely nude except for the skirt, which is gathered high up around my waist. And I'm looking at my toes, which I've painted this deep purplish red color. And there's a little bruise on my thigh. I poked it. It doesn't really hurt. Pity. Up this joint. My cousin came down. I had an enjoyable evening with them. I was charging my little thruster toy, and I had forgotten about it, and I had just left it charging in my computer. And he came down, and we were talking, and I looked over, and I was like, "Oh no." Luckily, he looked down and was like paying attention to Mimi. I grabbed it and shoved it in a drawer. So I was like, oh God. Sometimes being scatterbrained is dangerous. Right. Well, I feel very relaxed. Do you feel relaxed? I like to try to picture what you're doing. Are you sitting in a chair? Are you getting comfortable? Have you shucked your underwear down just enough? Are you teasing yourself? Are you touching yourself? I just pulled the lights out. I'm gonna just softly stroke and pet myself. I encourage you to do the same. I like the thought of you listening, which I've been very vocal about. I think. But I like to try to picture when people are listening and what they're doing. Are you wearing a shirt? Is it urgent? I'm just sort of. It's not even really touching myself. I'm kind of just squirming slowly on the bed. Feeling the muscles in my leg as I pull my knee close to my chest, exposing myself to the air. I did misplace my other vibrator, the little one. I'm thinking about naming it you. That's really funny to me. But I misplaced it, so it's just gonna be my fingers tonight. It's definitely the kind of night where I wish I had someone else to do all the work. Someone else's hands. Teasing, touching. Stroking. Pulling. I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about subspace, and I'm just gonna take two of my fingers and tease my clit a little. No pressure, not pushing down, just moving the skin in small circles. I'd say clockwise or counterclockwise, but my brain doesn't work like that. Oh. Anyway, we were talking about subspace and praise. And I said something about liking praise. And she's like, oh, that makes sense. You know, you have a praise kink. And I was like, I don't know if it's a praise kink because I feel like, of course, they should praise me. Like, I'm absolutely deserving of that. So it's more of like a worshiping kink sometimes. She was like, that makes so much sense for you. Think that's why I like doing this, which I'm fairly certain I've talked about before, but I love the feeling of desire reflected back at me. The thought of you hurrying to put on your headphones. Or play me from your computer so that we can share in my moans. I think since my thruster toy is charged, oh, it's so hard to get in me. Okay, since my thruster toy is charged and I don't know where my other vibrator is, Oh, I know. Just, oh, please turn off. It's called, I think, a Love Hub. A Lovejoy. It's like the knockoff brand, the nice one. Okay, I can't. I can't. I'm sorry. It's so big. I sound so whiny. This was going so well. I can't talk in. I need some lubrication. So I'm gonna have to suck on the toy, which rubbing it against my opening. Oh, Jesus, fuck. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna have to change positions. Gonna roll onto my knees. One arm flat, skirt tossed up over my hips. Free hand pulling my pussy open. Oh, Jesus. Normally, I have my little toy to fuck myself with. Oh, this may not happen. Okay. Oh. This may not be. I may have to go on a search. Let's see what happens if I. Well, apparently nothing happens. Ooh. The problem is, I want it so badly. I want the relief and the attention. I've had to straighten. Oh, fuck, I don't think I can do it. It's, oh, lean back. Fuck. Sit on it. Oh, it. Oh, work itself deeper. Fuck. I'm rocking my hips. Oh. Almost all the way in. Just a little deeper. Just a little. Oh God. Oh God. There it goes. Oh. My hips together. My knees together. I'm kind of wiggling my hips in a figure eight. both hands on the bed. And I lean forward and feel my nipples rub against the blanket. Okay, that's a good speed. I'm gonna try to lay on my back. Okay. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, I feel so good. Oh yeah. Oh God. Oh, not the table. Fuck me. So close. That's it. No. No. Fuck. God damn it. So close. Fuck. Yes. Oh God. Oh. My skin's a little fuck, warm and clammy. Fuck. The toy's still inside me, so every time I drop my hips. Every time I dropped my hips, it felt really good. And no, I wasn't touching my clit just then, if you were wondering. And now I have to get the toy out. Oh God. Still too much Saint Germain to taste the flavor of myself. Oof. Boy, I really, really enjoy coming. It's just my favorite thing right now. Well, as ever, I thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you came. And if you didn't, I hope you enjoyed listening to me anyway. Don't forget to hydrate. Oh, I should do that. We should actually. I need to go wash my toy and my hands, so. Have a really good night, and until next time.